Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. It is time for a new arc, a new time of spooks and terrors. Who knows what's going to happen? I knows what's going to happen.
Ugh.
Well, what potentially is going to happen? You know,
I know something.
Yeah, you know something.
Before we get
started,
who knows?
Maybe we'll derail it and come up with our own ending.
Maybe. Before we get started, though, I will invite you all to join us over on The Actual Place. That is our Discord server where we love to talk about things with everyone. I'm sure after last debrief, everyone is losing their minds. I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. I'm sure we'll talk about it in this episode as well, anyways. But I guess we'll go ahead and get into it because we don't need to do a last time segment since this is the beginning of a new arc. Where do you guys think we should pick back up?
I have something immediately when we get back to reality.
Okay.
Snap it's a short back to thing. Reality?
Yeah, this is a short thing.
Gravity?
Oh, man.
I don't know. What?
It's a song.
Oh.
Susanna, come on.
You should sing it to tune a bit more and maybe she'll remember it.
I can't sing that song.
Okay. What? Can someone just give me some more context, please?
Whoop, there goes gravity is one That's of the not... lines.
Okay.
It's Eminem.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't like Eminem. That's the problem.
Okay.
No, it's like one of his most iconic songs ever.
Okay, well, the only thing I know is about the whole spaghetti thing, and that's the only Eminem thing I know.
You only know... I don't know the name of the song.
What do you
want
to do when
name.
You get back to reality?
Anyways, when I get back to reality, it's a short thing, maybe there's some roles, but I think that we have a very easy way to contain the situation because we have the police chief here. So I think we can get Holland to kind of round everybody up and like force people to stay in the area until we can get like first responders. And then we can use that as a way to mind wipe everybody.
Okay.
At least the people who aren't already in the know.
I am going to have you roll for the mind wiping.
That's what I figured.
But otherwise, I think this is totally a thing you could do.
We're probably not going to use Sammy for this because...
She's not allowed to use weird.
Could Henry help me at least, or should it just be me and that'll be, like, the whole group?
You can have him help you.
I think if we both roll, we'll get, like, hopefully at least one of us gets a success rather than it all riding on me potentially failing a weird roll again. I just failed one, because we recorded the last Behind the Veil today, so,
yes. Yeah.
It's a lot. We've got too many people who know things. And I got a 7, so now we've got some that half know things. But maybe, well, I shouldn't have asked for help. I should have just taken what I was going to...
I mean, experience, but yeah. Although, if you recall, my magic did work very well in last arc, very briefly, so that must have been where all the good stuff went.
That's okay. So we're technically working with the Blackout Society. Like, we haven't talked with them a lot, but I think in the background, unspoken, we've been continuing to have our classes and stuff, so I mean, they're kind of in the fold, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How are we gonna, are they gonna get wrapped up in this whole destroy the alternate reality thing because Sophia
kind of
knows things because we told her too much? I don't know, I'm starting to worry now. We're gonna get a bunch of innocents killed and I don't like it. Anyways, in the moment though, Bjorn kind of wraps up trying to do the contain on this thing. And, I mean, I think beyond that, I mean, I don't think we need to roleplay it out, but he talks with Holland and kind of fills her in on what happened while he was gone, kind of prepares her for, I mean, his, he already had a conversation with the other guy that I've already forgotten the name of. Basically, he would have told Holland that there was somebody who thought that he was the police chief, but that we already smoothed
it over. Oh, Langston.
Yeah, Langston, that's what it is.
So, everything is back to normal. The people here, as soon as you guys get back, their minds go back. So that guy no longer thinks he's the boss anymore.
Okay, cool.
So those things are, everything is but kind of reverted itself.
Does he remember thinking he was?
He does not.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So things went back to normal, mostly, except for the people who were in the creature.
They are the ones who remember being in the creature and that
yes.
muddles things. Okay.
Although their minds were fairly muddled, most of them. Most of them kind of woke up and ran towards you guys, like right at the end after
oh, yeah.
it died.
Yeah, and there's like there's
reality
that, like,
was dissipating.
There is that person that like jumped in one of the chasms. Did they just get out earlier than we did?
Yeah.
Okay. And they were still here, right?
Yeah, they're still here.
And they probably ran to us.
Most of the people here are taken to the hospital.
Okay.
Some of them look not great. Holland doesn't look great. I think she looks really, really tired and feels bad. So she gets taken to the hospital. I think Crawford was maybe the last one that went in there, and he seems fine for the most part. He kind of helps everything and has got this kind of shell-shocked look on his face. Just kind of a little bit like, oh my god, what's happening here? But he helps you guys deal with things and then watches as you make everyone fall asleep.
As they go to the hospital.
As they go to the hospital.
I think Sammy would call Stanley and tell him what happened and that Holland is going to the hospital. Yes.
Stanley's going to go see Holland at the hospital. So yeah, eventually you guys finish up there, and probably I think Miguel wants to like come check on you.
Us go to him to check on us.
Yeah. So I'm saying like you guys would go back to the fort.
Right.
So that Miguel could check on you. So.
Okay.
I think you guys head back to the fort and...
Well, I'm unstable, so I probably got helped a little bit by first responders too. I was at 5 damage, so
yes.
Out of 8.
Oh, yeah, Henry is like 1 point away from dying, right?
No, I was, but due to my do-it-yourself first aid.
Oh, right, you did.
I was able to be stable.
Yeah, I think the paramedics that are here probably are like, do you guys want to like come with us? Or and you're just like, no, we're fine.
Nah, fam, I'm good.
Yeah. We're good.
And eventually you guys make it back to, I think probably like the paramedics have had to like make a couple trips to like come get people and bring them to the hospital. And like, they just give you a ride back to your car.
What story? I just realized what god darn story did we tell the paramedics at the beach? Like, oh yeah, all these people just
had a
secret fight club. I don't know.
There was a shipwreck and we washed,
and we washed
on
shore, even though we're all perfectly dry.
If you go out, you'll find a wreckage of a Coast Guard ship.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It got blown up. Like,
I mean, they might find, you know.
There will be some
floating
pieces,
around.
I'm sure.
It's just so funny that just happened, too.
I know, right?
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm sure that we've usually just hand-waved the stories because that's part of, like, Hunter's thing is helping us cover things up. So it
Holland
just kind of
will
happens.
Help you out with that stuff, too. But, yeah, I think the paramedics, I think the last crew of paramedics that comes is two members of the Blackout Society.
Oh.
Who are obviously kind of used to the strange things that happen around here, so... It's not particularly strange that they might be members of the Blackout Society, and I think they're probably like asking you what happened, and they're like trying to figure out like, hey, we know this wasn't like a boat, like what happened here,
and we know that they're in the Blackout Society.
Yeah, you know who they are.
I mean, if they're asking, Bjorn would just he would tell them. He would just say it was a pretty disquieting monster this time.
Yeah, you tell them about it, and they're just watching with, like, increasing horror. And I think they finally, like, drop you off, and they're just kind of quiet, and they're just like, yeah, goodbye, good luck.
Hopefully that scares them into just reporting and not acting on things like Bjorn has been training them to do.
So you guys arrive back at the fort, and I think Miguel is going to kind of sit you down and evaluate you and do some healing. And all the while, in the background, I think you can see Will is still in the medical area and is kind of just watching this happen. He seems a lot more conscious right now.
That's very good, yeah.
But he's just kind of watching impassively in the background. So what do you guys want to do now?
Well, I think after Bjorn gets looked at before he can... So Stanley like left by the time we got here or after we got here to go see Jolene?
By the time you got.
Okay. So we get here and it's like just us, Miguel, and the kids and our normal...
Yeah, Holland's kids are still here.
Yeah.
And Elise's kids are still there.
Okay.
Elise and Grandma Fran are still here.
I mean, I think that as we're all sitting in the med bay getting looked at by Miguel, I think that Bjorn... I think all three of us are probably there, right? Like we all got banged up pretty good.
I don't think
Sammy
got.
Harm-wise, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm actually only at one harm.
Okay.
But my arm did get, like, pretty badly broken, so I'm sure Miguel needs to tend to that. But other than that, she's okay.
Because I think Bjorn would just kind of look around the room. And, like, as we're getting patched up and things are kind of normalizing, he's just going to say, so now that that's all dealt with, I think we need to have some conversations with people here. He's looking mostly at Sammy, but he's just kind of looking to the room, too. Because Miguel's also here.
What kind of conversations?
Well, because of all this, we learned that we have some miners that know what's going on. And I think that we at least need to tell them how they need to keep this quiet.
And as you're talking about that, Miguel goes, you might want to talk to those kids. They know a bit more than you might expect.
Really? Go on.
You probably would believe me it's better if you just ask.
Get it right from the horse's mouth. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well.
I mean, they did tell us already that they apparently bargained with some kind of beholder.
I didn't believe them at first, but I checked, and they're telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
How'd you check?
Oh.
How do you think I checked?
Mind magic.
Yeah.
I looked.
That's fair. Well, I was planning to talk to them anyways, because we have to tell them they need to be careful about this kind of thing, but I guess we'll need to learn whatever they know, too.
They're in the courtyard.
Okay.
I think they're playing baseball or something.
Hmm. Well, no time like the present, and Bjorn kind of levers himself up from the bench where he was getting worked on and starts making his way up to the courtyard.
Yeah, Bjorn, you're still a little sore, but you're not unstable anymore. You could probably take off like 2 points of damage.
Sammy would be bringing Oliver with them because she's not going to let Oliver out of her sight for a while.
Understandable. Yes.
I see that we are tracking the harm, which tells me that I might not get all my health back before we start playing again.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe you.
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Do you guys all go with Bjorn?
I know Henry does, yes. Yeah. But on that point, Susanna...
Everybody can take 2 points of damage left. Except for Henry, you can take 3.
Okay.
And make sure you're unticked.
Why does he get 3?
Because he needed more health.
So, Miguel...
Miguel spent some more time with him.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm good.
So, you guys head up to the courtyard... And you can see the kids are indeed playing Wiffle Ball. You're not entirely certain how the teams are working because it doesn't seem like they have, like, they're not organized in any way, shape, or form. But they are playing Wiffle Ball of some variety.
I think Bjorn will just watch for a while. He's not going to interrupt unless, like, us coming up here interrupts it.
No, they seem pretty determined about this game. You think there may be some extra rules here that you're not quite understanding, but the kids all seem to understand them.
I almost crossed my systems, and I almost asked if you could just give me a for fun discern realities roll. But that's the wrong system.
Yeah, it is. But they seem to have added some extra rules. There's a pineapple up here for some reason that is standing where the pitcher should be.
Oh.
So you're not sure what, why.
Are they like tossing up the ball and hitting it themselves instead of somebody pitching it to them?
Yes.
Okay. Hmm.
It's entirely possible that none of them could throw well enough. Or there may be some other reason that they've decided to have a pineapple.
I refuse to believe that Gideon couldn't throw well enough. He's like strong.
Well, he's
fish
aquatic.
Boy. He's strong though. He's
that
muscular.
Doesn't mean he can aim. We saw him try to shoot a gun already.
I was gonna say we've also really clearly bad. Seen like, you know, superhuman level abilities. Dragon Knights screw up sometimes, so you know.
He's great in the water. He's not real great on land.
Okay. Bye.
Eventually, one of the kids, I think, notices you and waves and comes over. And then all the kids kind of break apart and come over and say hello.
Well, you have to go play all 5 voices now.
So I think Lorenzo comes up to you and he's Elise's little brother. And he kind of says, so, hey, what's... How'd it go? Is their mom okay?
Bjorn just kind of gives a slight nod.
And he looks relieved. I think Anna gives a big sigh. And the other two kids just kind of nod at each other.
And I think Bjorn would also just say, I mean, I think it would be obvious that things turned out well because you remember her, right? He's kind of smirking at Alex and Dean.
And Dean says, I remember now. It was really weird that, like, I didn't. But we were in the middle of playing, and then I remembered, and I got really worried.
Happened to me, too. It's not fun.
She's all right. She's on her way to the hospital. I think Stanley went over there to keep an eye on her.
And you see all their eyes go really wide when you say that she's on her way to the hospital.
Just to check and make sure that she's okay. She was in there the longest. And then Bjorn realizes that he just said in there and didn't really explain.
Yeah, I think Anna picks up on that and she says, what do you mean by in there?
Sammy well, goes.
You can tell them the story if you want to.
Yeah, like Bjorn, well, So Bjorn's just going to say, well, you all know about monsters at this point. They
all give each other a conspiratorial look.
It was pretty obvious when we came and picked some of you up. I'm not going to go into details. You don't really need to know the finer points, but...
Oh, come on, Alex says.
Something was... Eating isn't the right word. It was absorbing people and stealing their existence so people forgot about them. And that was its way of eating. Once they were inside of it, they would get slowly... consumed.
And you kind of say this and the kids are looking at you with like more horrified expressions. And in the middle of it, Lorenzo just pulls out this little box of candy cigarettes and starts handing them out to the other kids and then sticks one in his mouth. And then he holds out the box to you at the end.
Bjorn will take one.
Okay.
Sammy will take one as well.
I think Henry's reaction on seeing that is he looks at Lorenzo, his eyes go kind of big. He's like, where did you find those? I haven't seen these in years. He grabs one.
And he smiles and he says, I have a supplier.
Of course he does.
I feel like this is the one aspect that Sammy is used to because she spent time around Anna and Lorenzo. So this is definitely not the first time she's been offered a candy cigarette.
Yeah, him giving out candy cigarettes is not unusual.
And Bjorn kind of takes this moment to kind of like continue on because like they're like reacting like they're kind of shocked and maybe a little bit alarmed by hearing that people were like consumed by monsters.
Lorenzo seems generally unflappable.
Yeah. But he does have a point for all this. And he just says, so as I said, we know that you know about monsters.
They all smile.
And you said that the one that you saw was a beholder.
They nod.
And
you see Alex start like bouncing on his toes, excited.
How exactly did that go down?
And they tell you the story, okay. Which I'm not going to repeat. Yeah. You can go listen to Thornvale Jr.
Yeah. And Bjorn, you know, kind of listens to that story and he says, so as I just described, there's creatures that can make everybody forget people by what I'll say, eating them. There was this beholder that you were able to talk to, but had the power to just disappear people and change reality to its whims. I hope that this is showing you that this is dangerous and not something that you should take lightly.
I think Henry's going to step up a moment and he looks at all of them and goes, I mean, I'm not going to lie. He's right. It can be a little dangerous, but... can also be kind of cool. You guys want to see something?
Oh my god.
Bjorn is staring daggers at Henry. He is literally boring into you with his eyes right now because this is completely defeating the purpose of the talk he's trying to have right now. But still do your thing. Like, he's not stopping you at the moment. He's just staring at you.
I think he will just, from a fist, he extends one finger and it changes.
So now he's revealing the secret of Dragon Knights to them,
no,
too?
They look really excited about this.
Yes, that's exactly what he just did.
No. Bjorn...
No, this is not...
Bjorn...
They have no piece of context for this whatsoever. They don't know what it is.
You just transformed your hand into a dragon claw!
I said a finger, not the hand. And by the way, They have no frame of context for the council, for the Dragon Knights, anything.
And you see Lorenzo like reach into like his pocket and pull out this big notebook and start writing on it. And you see Alex like come up to you and is like, can I touch it?
And he just steps back. He's like, listen, I'd love it, but we actually
I just want to touch it.
And Bjorn kind of blows up a little bit at this point. No. And he just says,
Papa Bjorn.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. None of this is a game. And he's like still staring at Henry and he stares back at the kids. And he says, I'm trying to tell you that this is all dangerous. This is not something that's fun. This is not something that you should go seeking out more of. And he's staring at the kids to see how that lands.
And you can see the kids looking a little chastised, and then Alex says, Freddy was kind of fun.
I'm sure that some things seem fun, but we're talking about monsters. This should be scaring you.
And Dean says, yeah, Alex. And you see Anna shoot like a stupid boy look over at Dean.
Sammy, not used to like any kind of parenting, is standing there with an expression on her face, like, you know that gif of the black kid like holding the cup, like looking side to side, like,
yes.
That's what she looks like right now.
And Bjorn is like staring around like the fort around him, and he just goes on, he says, this courtyard right here, do any of you even remember being here before?
They all slowly shake their heads.
It's because we made you forget back then.
They look at each other.
There was a Hydra that literally destroyed this fort and almost attacked the town of Thornvale. And we stopped it.
You can see they're all looking at you, and you can see very slowly Lorenzo's little pen is still going on his notebook.
I think Henry has he's silent. He's not responding to this, but I think he's turned and gone back inside because he would... He wasn't trying to make light of what Bjorn just said. He was trying to at least balance it with some aspect that wasn't all terrifying, and you've just, like, yeah, you're not his favorite person right now. He was trying to give them at least...
That's fair, but this is also not a game.
He never said it was, and now you're...
Oh, I know, but you have to remember, too, like, the specific trigger for Bjorn was... the dragon claw, and it's kind of there's a bridge too far.
Fair point. Okay.
So,
well, I actually have to say, like, it started off with you like directly like counteracting like the point he was trying to make, but I Andrew get you, but Bjorn
which,
is not.
Oh
very
no, totally.
Happy with
it's either. It's fine. I just think like when he comes in, I have a thing I might want to do with my character. But...
Yeah. So the kids kind of stare at you for a little while, and I think eventually Lorenzo says, we'll be careful.
They're going to do more than be careful.
They all suddenly look excited.
And he kind of rolls his eyes, but then he says, you are going to swear to me that you are not going to pursue monsters.
You definitely see Alex like hold his fingers crossed behind his back. And they all kind of nod. And Alex has this like kind of half a grin on his face that he can't hide.
Yeah, and Bjorn just says... I was a child once too, and I know that you probably don't mean anything that I tell you to swear, but I mean this seriously. I know who you are, I know where you live, and we're going to be keeping a watch on you.
That knocks the smile off their faces. And you see Lorenzo writes another little note down, and then he takes it and sticks it in his pocket.
Sammy kind of like straightens herself up a little bit because she's like, oh, I can help. And she says, and I can use magic to tell if you're lying or not. You can't lie to us.
You see like Alex looks super excited by this, and you see Anna like roll her eyes, and Dean looks skeptical, and Lorenzo looks up and says, prove it.
I can't use magic right now, Susanna.
Oh boy. Well, then how are you going to do that?
Just gotta take that away. Sammy's trying to help parent for once, and you gotta take it away from me.
Bjorn will fold his arms, he'll try to kind of like help her out, and he'll just say, she's saving up her energy to help Gideon over there.
And Gideon has kind of just been, like, standing behind them this whole time. Just kind of pretending not to notice what's going on.
Yeah. And Bjorn goes on and he says... because they didn't actually swear or anything yet, right?
They nodded.
They nodded. And he says... The reason that we are not making you forget again is that it would be dangerous to do so. And the point of all this is to not hurt you, but we will do what we have to if you're going to endanger yourselves or others. Like I said, that this is not a game, and you cannot go seeking out these creatures. They will kill you. Freddy was a very, very rare circumstance, and you were incredibly lucky that it wasn't something like the Hydra or what we just faced that would have killed you without a second thought, because you taste good.
They all look pretty appropriately chastised, except for maybe Lorenzo, who is still squinting at you.
And then Bjorn will say, let me see that notebook.
Lorenzo looks away and looks at the sky and then looks at his shoes. And
Bjorn will step up to him.
He looks up at you.
And put out a hand. I need to see what you wrote down.
I just want to know stuff.
Knowing is okay. I need to know that...
I'm not there to share it.
I just want to know what you wrote. I didn't say I was going to take it away. When I promise, I mean it. And yes, I promise I won't take it away.
He looks at you and kind of looks at the other kids. You see Anna kind of shrug, and he looks up at you, and again he says, and he holds out his pinky, he says, pinky promise.
Bjorn's looking at Sammy.
Why is he looking at me? Sammy doesn't know how to talk to children.
Yeah, Bjorn is realizing that he's kind of like waded in head first to this situation. He maybe doesn't know how to talk to children either, but maybe he does. Maybe he's getting something to work out of this, but
he knows how to scare the bejesus out of children.
He puts out his pinky and he says, fine.
His tiny pinky curls around yours and he shakes it. He gives like two very businessman-like shakes and then he hands you his notebook.
Okay. And Bjorn just wants to flip through like the most recent like entries first.
Yeah. So you flip through the first couple entries and it's just like two pages of notes about this specific conversation.
Okay.
And he seems to have some kind of like shorthand, but you get the idea.
Okay.
Like... You know, he's a little kid. It's not that complicated, but like, yeah. you kind of get the idea. He was like writing about like, what's with the, he's like, he's basically like writing notes for him to like self to look up later. So he's like, what's up with this? There's a boy with a dragon finger. There's a fish boy. And there's a very, very crude drawing of Gideon's head in one page. And then you see him, and then you like flip back a little bit more and you can see like notes about, he's got like extensive notes. He's been keeping track of the janitor at the school for some reason. And there's like several pages of notes about the janitor at the school.
Bjorn kind of raises an eyebrow at that. And he reads it all. And he doesn't do anything to the notebook. He closes it and hands it back to Lorenzo.
He takes it and he very quickly sticks it inside his pocket.
And he's going to kind of step back and look at all four of them again. Cross his arms, which he was doing earlier and continues to do. And he says, all right, I'm going to take a little bit different approach here. First off, is it clear that I mean it when I say that this is dangerous?
They all nod.
But you clearly want to know more.
They all nod, and Lorenzo looks especially interested in this conversation.
Again, like I said, I know where you all live. I work for the government, and I have people who can find you. Who can erase anything that you say online. So there's going to be no sharing this with other people. First off, that is the first rule is don't share the secret of monsters of any sort. And he's hoping that I'll hopefully cover the like the dragon finger piece because he doesn't want to talk about Dragon Knights yet. Can you all at least promise that?
And you hear a chorus of, yeah, okay, fine.
Because what I can offer in return is letting you learn more. Hopefully... enough so that you know not to pursue this stuff. This is not a life that you want.
You see Alex start like bouncing on his toes again. You see Dean's hand just like kind of push him back down.
Because at this point you already know, so maybe it would be better if you knew a bit more. To be prepared. To know what to look for. And to leave it alone.
And they all kind of agree. And you could see like little smiles on all of their faces. Lorenzo looks very smug.
So does that seem like a fair deal? You all keep your mouths shut. You don't tell anybody about this. And maybe you can come visit Gideon here more often and learn things.
And I think they all nod, and then Alex like walks up to you and he like kind of gives you like a come closer look, like he wants to whisper something in your ear.
Bjorn will get down on one knee.
And he very, very quietly kind of says, so I was wondering, is Stanley going to be our new daddy?
Whoa, boy.
Bjorn's like eyebrows like.
I just took a drink of water.
I'm sorry, I was halfway through that sentence when I saw that you were I'm sorry.
All this is staying in episode, by the way. It's not going anywhere.
No.
Oh, man. So Bjorn's eyebrows, like, rise up his face, and he kind of, like, not, like, lurches back, but he's, like, taken aback. He's just like, that is not... that's not something that I am going to be in charge of telling you about. That's not something I'm involved in at all.
And he makes kind of a grumpy face, and then he walks back over to the line of the other kids. And you can see Dean like trying to like ask him what he said. He won't tell him what he said.
Oh, man.
And then I think Gideon finally like pops up from behind and says, can we go play again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. But just remember, I'm going to be keeping an eye out for any leaks.
Always watching.
The kids all kind of nod and then they run off and they start playing this strange wiffle ball pineapple game again. So what do you guys do?
Well, I think Bjorn will just look at Sammy and...
Oliver's there too.
Oh, that's right. Oliver's here too. Yeah. Yeah. He'll look at Oliver and Sammy.
Oliver didn't seem the...
Oliver's probably tired.
Oliver's very tired, actually. He's been kind of dragging. You can see, like, when you turn around to look at Sammy, Oliver has kind of, like... He's kind of hunched over a little bit.
And he probably doesn't like this whole, like, oh, you can't pursue monsters thing, because that's like...
Yeah, probably not.
He probably doesn't like seeing the newer generation being shut down like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so. Probably not.
Yeah.
Lorenzo and Oliver would get along really well.
Yeah. They're too powerful together.
Yeah.
And I think Bjorn just looks at the two of them, and he just kind of nods and starts walking back... towards the hatch down.
You guys head back down. And Henry, where are you?
I would think that I am still in the corridor that led to the ladder. They cannot pass out of the corridor without passing me because he's got something to say.
Yeah, so you guys get down there and you see Henry.
Yeah.
And he is he's looking at you, Bjorn. He doesn't mm-hmm. really I mean, Sammy can hang around if she wants to, but the person he's paying attention to is you.
The beef is with Bjorn. I mean, yeah. You said she can't get through without, so I think she's gonna stay.
He just looks at him and he says, I was trying to give them something to hope in. Giving them something like what I never had.
We don't want them hoping or thinking that there is a good side to this, Henry. That being said, it was clear that they weren't going to give up on it, so...
You wanted them to grow up like me.
How so?
Being separated from it, afraid of it, forced into it by circumstance?
Yes, that's exactly what I want for them. They're not us, Henry. They don't have powers or abilities like we do.
Better to never know until it's possibly too late.
They already know. That's why I had to agree or kind of entice them to learn.
Which is why I did what I did.
No, what you did was you showed them something that could be fun or cool. What I did was tell them I can give you knowledge so that you can prepare and not pursue this, so that you know what to look for to run away, not to try to go do something and be a hero and kill yourself.
It's not about being a hero, it's about being prepared, not hiding for the rest of your life.
They're just regular people, Henry. They're not like us.
I've seen regular people do some crazy things. And he just turns and walks away.
I've seen good men who were trained for combat die to monsters. Regular men.
He doesn't turn around.
So Henry walks off, leaving Bjorn's steaming and Sammy and Oliver just kind of standing there like, well, that happened.
Yeah, and Bjorn's just gonna like go stalk off to like whatever room he's been staying in recently.
I think as he does that, Oliver kind of slumps against the wall and lets out a long breath.
That wasn't how I was expecting that to go.
They both have a lot of trauma surrounding these things, so.
But I think he yawns.
I think Sammy kind of, like, looks him up and down and sees how tired he is. And is like, how about you go lay down?
I like that.
Poor guy. Speaking of regular people who almost get killed by monsters.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking as I was saying that. I was like, we've got Oliver right here, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so with that scene over, do you guys want to do anything else? Is there anything else you want to do before we switch and head to Bjorn's vision from the prologue?
Nothing immediate. I don't want to head to the vision because it's terrible, but I mean,
is it already nighttime? Like by now, like what time of day is it?
Yeah, I think it's
maybe not
it's,
nighttime if they're playing outside.
It's probably like evening.
Yeah.
You know, so sun's starting to go down. It hasn't really started to go yet.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Well, reason being, like if Bjorn's kind of like beat up and tired and now angry, he's probably just going to turn in early. So he probably wouldn't do anything else.
The one thing Henry might want to do, because he specifically asked this before leaving for this last mission, if it's depending on the time, he might knock on Ben's door.
Okay. You knock on Ben's door, and he opens it up.
Hey, how'd it go? We were gone.
We're fine. I mean, nothing happened. So, it's all right. You okay?
No, but not much I can do when certain people want to be stubborn.
Do you want to come hang out, play a game, decompress?
And he kind of smirks. He's like, you saying you got better while I was gone, huh?
I don't know. You can come find out.
Challenge accepted. You got it. Yeah, I think they have like a, not all night, but like a late evening gaming session.
Henry gets pretty tired eventually because he's still kind of beat up. But yeah, you guys play as long as, until Henry is starting to like literally fall asleep and Ben makes you go back to your own room.
Okay. Then yeah, he crashes.
I had a scene I wanted to do with Oliver, but given that he's tired, I think I'll save it.
You could, like, do that scene, like, before he, like, lays down. Like, if you get back to the room and if you want to. Or you can wait. It's up to you.
I think I'll wait. I think it's all okay. Right.
Then that night, Bjorn is awoken by a vision. This time, delivered in the form of Ori.
Mm-hmm.
Bjorn, do you want to tell us what your vision was?
Yeah. So for anybody that missed the Behind the Veil, the vision was that he saw Stanley. So Stanley brought Ori to him, saying that she had like gotten a hold, like kind of told Stanley that, you know, she needed to show us something. And she gives us our vision, and or Bjorn his vision. And it's Stanley running through like a dark space with like a flashlight. He's kind of like raggedly breathing and like running away from something, and he's like turning over his shoulder, and it's almost like he's looking right at us. And then all of a sudden he smiles, and then his chest explodes and he drops the flashlight and it goes out, and that's literally it. I didn't miss anything, did I?
No, that was bad enough.
But that's bad enough as it is, because it's creepy.
Very creepy.
I don't know why he smiled at us, or if he actually saw us, or what's going on. Also, I rolled a 6 on the move. Like, that was us getting a bad thing, obviously. So I failed my Destiny's Plaything move. So, yeah, that was great.
I'm just saying, it better not be our Stanley, but I'll still be upset if it's alternate Stanley.
Yeah, even if it's a Stanley.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
any
maybe
Stanley.
Maybe this Stanley doesn't make sandwiches. In which case,
maybe that's why the alternate reality is so screwed up. They said it was Bjorn's fault.
That's the break in the timeline.
They said it was Bjorn's fault, but maybe Samantha didn't want to admit that it was her best boy Stanley's fault. So she like kind of transposed that blame onto Bjorn.
We haven't seen any of alternate Stanley yet.
That's true.
What do you guys? What do you do, Bjorn?
I think he comes out of like the vision ends, and he looks just a little bit. It's always uncomfortable to see somebody that you know that matters to you die. Even if it is just a vision. So he's just kind of like he's kind of standing there for a second looking at this vision, like kind of where the vision was as it closes. And he just looks at Stanley and he says, I don't think I've seen that exact symptom of a monster before. Does that look like anything to you?
And I think he gives you like a short, like a nervous laugh. And he says, could be a lot of things. I don't know. Don't even know if it was a monster. Somebody just shot me.
Yeah, actually, that is a good question. Like, what did his chest exploding look like? Like, was it something ripping out of it? Was it just like he got shot?
It was hard
shot?
To tell because it was dark.
Okay.
You didn't see anything coming out of it, but that doesn't mean there wasn't anything there.
Okay. Bjorn says, well, I mean, we know at least you have to be careful. Maybe we could do something to kind of counteract this or prevent it from happening. I mean, the last vision I got was me running around town empty, and that didn't actually happen. So, you know, maybe now that we know something, that's something we can work off of too.
Let's hope.
One thing I will say that stood out to me is, I mean, it could be literally anything, anywhere, but the fact that it was you running through the darkness, and we know that there's no sun or anything on the other side, I mean...
So what you're saying is maybe it's not me, it's...
Or it's happening on the other side, so I mean, it could still be you, but you, for some reason, go over there, so... Maybe don't do that.
Maybe I won't do that.
And maybe we don't let you be alone either.
You see him open his mouth for a second and then close it and then say, I don't think we need to go that drastic.
I mean, honestly, none of us should really be like alone with everything going on anyways, but that maybe is a bit drastic. That's fair.
Never really alone here. Can we tell the others?
We have to. I
let them sleep. Tonight, tell them in the morning.
He turns to Ori and he just says, I know that that's not how this works, but you don't have any kind of time frame, do you?
Soon.
That's great.
Well, I agree that one night probably won't, and he was about to say kill us, but he doesn't say it. And then he just says, I think you'll be fine. But we'll need to hit this hard tomorrow.
All right. Come on, Ori, let's go back to bed. It's going to be all right.
She kind of looks up at him and doesn't say anything and then lets him take her back to her room.
Okay.
No.
And Bjorn will just go back to sleep.
Mm-mm.
So Bjorn, you have a fitful sleep and eventually you wake up the next morning and I assume you gather everyone to tell them what happened over breakfast.
Yeah. Over breakfast, I'll just dump on everybody. Well, I mean, is everybody who's in the fort there?
Some people take breakfast in their room.
I just realized that I should probably tell Grandma Fran. Grandma Francesca should probably know that the kids know about monsters.
Oh, Grandma Fran already knows about that.
She already knows that the kids know?
You can talk to Grand Fran.
I think this will be like an off-screen thing, but I think he'll just tell her like, hey, I don't want these kids messing around with this. I don't think you do either. I've promised them to...
Fran did not exactly know about everything.
Yeah.
Grand Fran seems far less surprised by any of this than you think she would have.
Hmm.
And apparently she's been having like theoretical... in heavy air quotes, conversations with Lorenzo about monsters.
Oh, okay. Like he's been saying, like, you know, things like, you know, for a friend, or like, you know, I just have this idea.
I had this thought.
Yeah.
And she kind of laughingly tells you that he was like, I'm planning on making a comic book, and then he never draws anything.
Oh, that's great. I love that. So yeah, he kind of just like passes on to her like, hey, I've promised them that they can come over some more so they can at least learn about this stuff in an effort to make them at least know what to look for so they can run away and drill it into them that they should not be pursuing this.
And she's going to help you out. And I think she finally like closes the conversation by saying, I need to have a good conversation with my girls. Meaning Sammy and Elise.
Okay. Okay. Because Bjorn is trying to like reconcile his like, But Lorenzo's not a girl.
No.
I thought that she meant, like, I'm going to talk to the kids, but she means her parental figures.
She's like, Sammy and Elise have been hiding things from me.
Oh, boy.
And Bjorn just, like, kind of...
came to visit Sammy in the hospital.
Bjorn's kind of, like, doing that whole, like, kind of, like, you know, oh, I just, like, made a problem for Sammy thing. But he's just like, well, I just wanted you to know. And, you know, they break off.
Yeah. And I think she kind of pats you on the hand and thanks you for letting her know.
But beyond that, though, like, at the breakfast, yeah, he would pass on his vision.
Yeah, you tell everyone the vision. Let them
I
know
think
what you
that
saw.
He would make sure that it's not... I'm just realizing, like, maybe not at the breakfast. He'd make sure the kids are gone because he doesn't want to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would. I think the kids have probably, like, they've taken
especially
their breakfast
Gideon
upstairs in the courtyard. They seem to be, like, using the courtyard as, like, I don't want to use the word fort, you know? But they're apparently, they've been, like, building stuff up there. Yeah.
That's adorable. I love it.
Yeah, it's their base now.
Where
so
did they get
they
the materials from?
Who knows?
Do they have, like, wooden boards?
Oh, probably. There's probably, like, leftover construction materials from when they were fixing the base somewhere.
Hmm.
So they can, like, build stuff up there.
Okay. Well, kids will be kids.
Yeah.
But hopefully not the kind of kids who turn into monster hunters, because Bjorn doesn't want that for them.
Who knows? All right,
Henry didn't say anything about them turning into monster hunters, you know.
Well, that wasn't a dig at what Henry was trying to do. That was more like Bjorn is specifically trying to make them not want to be part of this life.
So after Bjorn tells you guys of this vision, what do you say? What do you do?
I think Henry looks at Stanley and says, do we want to, like, buddy system or something? I mean, watch 24/7 might sound extreme, but in this case, I don't think so.
I mean, that's what I told him, is that we shouldn't leave him alone until we know more about what's going on. We don't know if this is going to be something that's specifically targeted at him, or I just saw anybody being affected by whatever's going to happen. I think until we know more, I think it's good for all of us to stick together even more than we normally would.
Right, yeah. And so, like, no big excursions to the island or anything? It's like, stay around here, or at least if you go out, you tell somebody?
Thinking more the second one, and hopefully bring somebody with you if you can.
I'll be careful, I promise. I've been doing this for a long time.
Is Sammy rested enough to do magic again? Please say yes.
Yeah, I think... Probably, maybe you asked Miguel when you came in that morning, and I think he gave you, like, the go-ahead.
Ah, finally!
I was just gonna say, like, is this the kind of, like, she has fully gotten over this, like, lich's curse, so
yes.
to speak? Like,
she's all back
to
normal.
Okay.
Finally! I think Sammy is kind of quiet, because obviously she's uncomfortable with the fact that whatever is happening has Stanley and its crosshairs, and she asks, you know, I haven't tried to use magic to look in their reality, their timeline. What if I tried to look like here, like for other Stanley?
I mean,
can you even?
Not bad to try.
I mean, you don't really know if you can, do you? I mean, might as well, I guess.
Well, I mean, you've tried to look for things before and sometimes seen another thing that wasn't what you wanted. I mean, maybe trying to look for another thing, in this case, Stanley, so another person. Well, I guess you can't do people, though, right? You can only do things.
I mean, if they're using the fort like we are, we usually are in the kitchen. I could just look in the other kitchen.
Same point stands, though. Point being, like, if you've accidentally found a similar item, maybe you could intentionally find a similar item, like you just said, to something that's already in the fort. I say go for it.
I think I should use the cloak that hides my magic, just in case. But I think it's worth a shot.
I think so. One minor adjustment, though. I see that the need might be to to see their fort? Is that exactly what we want to do first? We don't want to set off alarm bells, so to speak.
Well, I can either focus on a specific place, like by being in that place, or I could try to find a specific item. I can't really look for specific people.
That's fair.
And I think you see Stanley kind of nodding, and he kind of looks at you and he says,
I got something.
And you see him reach down and pull off his wedding ring and set it on the table.
Oh my.
Ooh. Wow.
I can't imagine me on either side wouldn't have that on him.
Wow.
Sammy kind of gives like a small nod and takes it to study it.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't see the inside of a coffin.
Wow.
That would really suck.
That would be so bad. Oh no, okay. Well, first she's gonna need to go get the cloak, which I think is in Miguel's workshop.
Okay. So you go get the cloak and come back into the kitchen. And
yeah.
You're going to try to find Stanley, or at least Stanley's ring.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on Stanley's ring and try to find him, hopefully.
Okay. Go ahead and roll. Use magic find. Use your roll your finding spell.
Okay. An 8.
You find something like the object. So I think the obvious answer is that you find the current, like, Stanley's ring right now.
So it's a waste.
Well, I was going to say, I think, Sammy, as you do this, I think you can almost kind of feel like you're trying to find the right thing. Like, you can feel your mind kind of trying to break through some kind of barrier, but not being able to. So you think if you practice this a bit more, you might be able to do it. It's just something you've never tried to do, to try to find something across dimensions. So you can try this again sometime, but not right this minute.
Can I try just viewing the other kitchen instead of tracking an item?
Sure.
Okay.
Roll use magic.
5!
Oh boy.
I have a +3 and weird.
So you rolled snake eyes.
I'm supposed to be good at this.
You're rusty.
Sammy, you close your eyes and try to break through this barrier, trying to get your mind over to that other side. And in a flash, you do. Suddenly you are looking at the other side and you can see the kitchen, not your kitchen. And you can see Miguel wheel in and get a pot of coffee and then turn around and leave. And then you can see him stop and frown and roll over to the wall and look at something that's written on the wall, and you can see a rune. It's flashing brightly. And he frowns heavily and puts his hand up to the rune. And Sammy, you feel a snap.
Oh!
Something in your mental capacity.
Don't tell me my magic's broken again.
No. Something in your psychic self has snapped. And you panic and you think, okay, this isn't good. I need to get back. But when you try, you can't.
Oh
my gosh.
No.
No!
And on the other side, you guys see Sammy slump to the table, drooling. And that's where we're gonna leave it.
Oh, God!
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
This is even worse than the times you got trapped outside of her body.